about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALHII. Fix your radios, people. Happy President's Day, guys. Apparently, February 22nd is Washington's birthday, but we observe it today because in 1968, Congress had come up with the, I believe it was the President Union Holiday Act something. I'm trying to think of what the exact name was, where they wanted us to observe not only President Washington's birthday, but President Lincoln, and just think about all presidents. So hopefully you guys are doing the thinking that we're required to do. Many of us don't have the day off, so we haven't had too much time to think. But for those of you that do have the day off, I guess that's what you're supposed to be doing, is reflecting. Well, it sounds like the government's not going to have too much time to reflect, because it looks like the federal government is going to be taking on many of these health exchanges that they were hoping the states would take over with Obamacare. Apparently, Friday was a very important day. It was the last day for states to tell the federal government if they wanted any part in running the Affordable Health Care Act health exchanges come 2014. Now, I live in Nevada, so I guess Nevada is going to come up with health exchanges. Washington, Oregon, California, Idaho, Utah, Colorado, New Mexico, New York, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Minnesota, etc. But I believe 26 others said, no, you know what, government, you just go and handle it. You do it. And so now the government is going to have to take on the task of running those state health exchanges. It will partner with seven states where state and federal officials will take joint responsibility. Seven states and the District of Columbia are going to take the task on by themselves. So you kind of look at the map, and it's kind of almost split party lines. It looks like a lot of the Republican-type states are just going to do things themselves, and or actually not do the things themselves. They just didn't want any part of it. Whereas the more Democrat-leaning states appear to be, you know, moving forward with the state-based exchange. I know it's supposed to be a very convoluted, confusing time, how you're supposed to partner up with private insurers to come up with a variety of choices for people to pick health insurance. And I'm still surprised at how that was even a topic, because if health insurance could be provided inexpensively for many of us, then don't you think the plans would have already existed? You know, with supply and demand, and with the way capitalism works, if so many plans are so expensive, you would think that somebody would try to undercut somebody else. And I guess they realize, nope, it costs too much money to take care of sick people. So I don't know how this is going to go. Now, some people think if the states are opting out of the exchanges and dumping it on the Obama administration, it's going to be difficult. All right. Health and Human Services wanted states to take this over, and now they have the massive task of setting up the 26 separate state exchanges. However, on the flip side, it gives government the first step into taking more control of our health care. So, remember, if we don't effect this correctly and execute this right, the government is going to say, look, we gave the private sector their chance. They failed. Now, I don't like the idea of them winning on this one, because if they say we failed utilizing private sector and setting up exchanges, then they're going to say, look, we gave private sector a chance. Now we're taking over. And I told you guys, I don't think there's any way to prevent it. We are going to be moving towards socialized medicine. Nobody could come up with a way of cutting costs. Now, remember we talked about how this was on our Saturday show. Now, as of Saturday, many of you cannot join this high-risk pool that the government had set aside $5 billion for. These were for people who needed insurance despite their pre-existing conditions, and it was supposed to help take care of their insurance costs or help them or help subsidize them while they needed to take on a very expensive plan for their pre-existing condition. Well, it turns out they ran out of money. So they or they're going to be running out of money, so they can't take any more new takers. All right. Well, why would the government run out of money? Because they didn't think it through. All right. If somebody has a pre-existing condition, the reason why insurance companies didn't cover it is because your pre-existing condition would cost more than what they could charge premium-wise. So now that pre-existing conditions have to be covered, insurance rates are just skyrocketing. We've seen it. All right. I mean, remember, they're a business. They need to make their money. If they don't make their money, they're out of business. We don't feel sorry for insurance companies because we think they make over and above the money that they make. But for the most part, if they don't feel they're going to make on the back end with your premiums and the lack of copay now for birth control and et cetera, then they're also forced to cover your breast cancer, your colon cancer, your prostate cancer, your heart disease, your asthma, your history of stroke. Something's going to give. Either the rates are going to skyrocket even more than they are, but if Obamacare prevents that, then they're just going to go out of business. And again, maybe that's what the government wants. If these insurance companies go out of business, there's not going to be a lot of people out there to provide health insurance, except the government, hence public option. So, you know, we don't really see any consistency with this whole health exchange. So if half the states in the union don't want anything to do with Obama's Care Health Exchange, and half do, and everybody's haphazardly trying to figure this out, I'm a little nervous that it's not going to work. All right. And whenever the government tries to set up anything, it just never seems to pan out right. I don't think the government has the ability to handle this correctly. I mean, obviously, look at, you know, just the law of Obamacare. Now, the House Democrats, remember, wanted one national health exchange where everybody in 50 states could purchase coverage. Now, it failed in the Senate. And you know, some of you, even though you dislike Obamacare, say, well, I don't understand that. Why can't we have an option from the government? Well, because the government is going to then compete with private sector and possibly win and push them out of the market. It makes you very, very nervous. And the government plan is not going to be covering transplants and all the yummy trimmings. Okay, it's going to be a very basic bare bones. People are going to get trapped, and it's not, I don't think the situation bodes well at all. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschummel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22%. Off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled Neofera.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Well, I guess two Kansas brothers accidentally blew up their house in, I believe, a drug-related explosion while they were celebrating a winning lottery ticket. Apparently, one of the brothers was taken to the hospital Friday evening with second-degree burns on his hands, arms, and chest. 27-year-old man remains in serious condition. Apparently, he and his brother bought marijuana and meth to celebrate after winning $75,000 on a scratch lottery ticket. This occurred in Wichita, Kansas. Wichita Police Sergeant Bruce Watts said the explosion happened after the victim went to the kitchen to refuel the butane lighters the brothers were planning to use to light their bongs. He emptied a couple large cans of butane lighter fluid, leaking butane into the air. The butane vapor reached the pilot light in the furnace, causing the blast. Officers returned to the home where the victim's brother reportedly admitted to having drugs in the home. He was sent to jail. My guess is the bail will probably use up the 70 $5,000. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, there's always a study and a survey for everything. I guess in this article, they're saying there are the worst cities in the U.S. for a college-educated woman to find a date with a similarly qualified man. So there actually are, I guess, a list of cities. And the latest census results show that it's becoming increasingly difficult for women to find a man with the same level of education. Sarasota, Florida is now the worst in the country, with 18 female college graduates to every male with a diploma aged under 35. So there's 18 to 1 in terms of that ratio. They say Seattle is the most balanced city. There are more than 8 graduated women for every 7 graduated men. See, but I don't know if a lot of couples want to match the education level. I can't tell you how many guys I had dated that really didn't want to marry a woman with a career. They wanted a woman who would help raise the kids. And I know some people are like, oh, what a chauvinist, what a sexist. I don't see it at that. You know, remember, a lot of people who grew up in homes where mom was home, you know, that's very enticing to a future father to know that their kids aren't going to be away from the mom or away from the dad. They're going to be home with somebody who loves them and rears them, etc. And so you do have, I think, many people that wish somebody could be home with the kids. I think it's very I think it's a lot more common than we think. Now, for me, my husband always knew I was going to have a career. He had expressed that he wished I had a career that would be more family friendly, which is why I went into family medicine as opposed to surgery, because being on call and leaving in the middle of the night was not something that, you know, he really wanted from me. And I was okay with that. Even though I love surgery, I was okay with doing family medicine and just some office-based surgeries and, you know, helping raise the kids. So I was okay with that. But we got to be honest here. You know, some men don't want college-educated females. They don't. Okay? You know, and then some women that do have college degrees, doesn't mean they're always going to work. Maybe they won't. You know, I mean, we've definitely seen a switch with this recession where whoever in the family could get the job got the job, and the other family members stayed home. We've had a lot more Mr. Moms than I think we've ever had, and some of these guys are okay with it, you know, until the kids get on their nerves and they're like, let me go back to work. All right, I guess 36.1% of women aged between 15 and 19 had a degree. How do 15-year-olds have a degree compared to 28.4% of men? That's got to be a typo. They say the discrepancy was the worst between white men and women, with 43% of white women having a bachelor's degree in 2011 compared to 35.5% of men. They say 9% of Hispanic men had bachelor's degrees compared to 16.8% of women. All right, so, I am noticing with this whole, recession, which everybody's saying is over, and I completely disagree, that we do have this disparity between people that have their degree and people that are working the jobs they want to, or people that are even utilizing the degree. I think we got to a point where too many of us went to college. And now so many people have college degrees that it just doesn't seem to be worth like it used to. We've talked about this. Remember how you couldn't get a job without a high school diploma or a GED, you know, and then a type of triaging of your applications came with people going to college. So if you had a college degree, you would be up in the front of the pile, you know, and move yourself to the top of the stack. Well, not anymore. So many people have gone to college. When I went to college, I was very fortunate because I got a scholarship. I got a degree in biology. Probably couldn't have done much with that. If I hadn't gotten accepted to medical school, I really don't know what I would have done with a degree in biology. I probably would have had to go further and get a master's degree, etc. So a lot of people get the degree, they just don't seem to use it. And it's going to be kind of interesting because we're starting to find that people doing their own businesses, making their own businesses, like Facebook or eBay, etc., people are making it rich, coming up with their own ideas as opposed to working for a company. And we're starting to see the rise of these entrepreneurs that really didn't need their college education. They either got it because their, you know, family told them they had to go to college or that's it, or they didn't get it. And it's going to be just interesting to see where the job market goes. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Another study has come out discussing surfing the internet and having withdrawal symptoms very similar to ecstasy. Now, they say people who surf the internet for hours on end could have withdrawal symptoms like a come down or a letdown. And we're finding the more and more people are using the internet, the more they start to change like an addict would, brain-wise. And when their computer goes down, or when they lose their smartphone, or where they can't Facebook, etc., they seem to go through a withdrawal. Now, I'm a little nervous because we really don't need any more negative people. We don't need any more depression. We just don't need that. But we're getting it. I mean, I can't tell you how many people are grumpy because they lost their phone, or their computer doesn't work, or they didn't pay their internet access bill. Because they couldn't. I mean, it's very frustrating. And, I mean, I'm not addicted to the computer. I'm just extremely reliant on it for my job. When I first started my show, I would, print everything up and print all the stories. Now, I mean, I save the paper. I save the toner. I just do everything online. Why not? But when my computer doesn't work, I can't do my show. I can't prep for my show because I need access. I mean, can you imagine people who did talk radio before computers, right? They would have to go through the newspaper. My guess is Rush Limbaugh would get the daily paper, right, as quickly as he could, and then start prepping that day. I mean, it's probably the daily paper. All right, and then whatever newscasts you would get from around the world. Now things are so much easier. We have CNN. We have BBC, we have Fox News, we have the internet, so I could get information everywhere. But I'm reliant on it. I'm very reliant on it. So people that lose that access, they start to suffer increased negative mood. They also can have lack of sleep. They have anxiety, just like coming off a drug. Now, people will say they're addicted to their lovers. They're addicted to their boyfriend or girlfriend. Same thing happens when their boyfriend or girlfriend are away. Well, absolutely. When you get used to something, when there's something a part of your daily routine, you get used to it. I mean, I've been married to my husband for 16 years now. When he goes out of town, I do have a little trouble sleeping. I'm just not used to it. He's away. It's different. Your life is different. I mean, I could manage, fine. I could actually manage with him being out of town more than I could manage the computer crashing. Is that sad? With my husband's out of town, I can still do my job. But, you go through withdrawals. Coffee drinkers. Many of you guys are coffee drinkers. You are addicted to caffeine. You don't realize you are until later in the day you start to come down not having that caffeine. Chocolate. Some of us are addicted to chocolate. We need to have that little chocolate effect. Some of us are addicted to bowel movements. If we don't have our bowel movement that day, we get anxious. It's like, what is going on, people? All it is going to the bathroom. That's it. So there's a lot of things that we do that that is part of our daily routine. The woman who was drinking Coca-Cola. I can't tell you how many people I know are addicted to soda, whether it be diet soda or Coke. So that woman who dropped dead from drinking 10 liters of Coca-Cola a day, that's not anything esoteric or rare. I know there's a lot of you that drink a lot of that. It's very easy to become addicted. And we call it addictive personality disorder, where you have the potential to be addicted, whether it to be a person, whether it be to the internet, whether it be to gambling, whether it be to a drug, or whether it be to a soda. Your job is to identify it and get some help. It's hard because you don't want to use the word addiction. But maybe you could talk to your doctor about a routine and that you'd like to break up this routine. Maybe it doesn't sound so bad, okay? And I'll help you approach it. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love.
Sorry, I don't even know the words. Could tell it's a Monday. All right, happy President's Day, everybody. 33 minutes past the hour. How y'all doing out there? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yeah, I guess in 1968, Congress passed the Uniform Monday Holiday Act. It designates the third Monday in February as Washington's birthday. And that was supposed to be designed starting 1971. That's the year I was born. Now, I guess the President's Day, that that name eventually was picked up throughout the 70s and 80s, and it was supposed to also honor Abraham Lincoln, whose birthday is the 12th, right? Abraham Lincoln's birthday, February 12th, George Washington's birthday, February 22nd. And I guess now we just observe it all as President's Day. I never have President's Day off. I'm always working. For those of you that do have off, I hope you're having a very relaxing day. This is one of the last three-day weekends until May, when we have Memorial Day. So, just enjoy it while you can. You always wonder, why don't you get a three-day weekend off for Easter? You know, that would kind of be nice, but I guess we don't. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, with three-day weekends, you get a lot of grumbling because many people decide to go for a drive. Many people decide to do, like, a little out-of-town trip. And because of flight prices being so high, they drive. Well, I guess we are in our 32nd day of higher gas prices. I had no idea gas prices were going up every single day for 32 days straight. But I guess the price per gallon average of regular unleaded gasoline has increased more than 13% over the last 32 days to $3.73. Now, keep in mind, this is happening right as the payroll tax ends. So many of us have smaller paychecks anyway. And we're done with the seasonal hiring, so we still have many people out of jobs. And now, of course, on top of that, high gas prices. Is it rising crude oil prices? Is it production cuts? Is it refinery closings? I don't know. According to Ray Carbone, president of New York commodities trading firm Paramount Options, he says things are tight worldwide. Refineries are going down, unanticipated maintenance, higher demand going into driving season. They say two-thirds of the cost of 1 gallon of gas comes from the price of crude oil, which has jumped 10% in the last 2 months. This is according to the Energy Information Administration. All right. Now, according to this article coming from CNN Money, they say the U.S. housing market has experienced a resurgence and the job picture has brightened. I haven't seen it. They say consumer spending expands, so anticipation of higher oil demand is driving up prices. I haven't seen that, but hopefully in your part of the country you have seen a brighter job picture. All right. At the same time, fears have, I guess, come that there would be a protracted slowdown in China's economy, and that would also dampen a global demand for oil. OPEC, obviously huge cartel of petroleum exporting countries, is also believed to have cut production by about 1 million barrels a day in the last few months, partly in response to rising oil production elsewhere. So as more people make oil, then OPEC doesn't have to. All right, less. So it's just this, you know, it's kind of this balance, and I don't think we're going to hit the balance because I think many people are living on the wrong idea of things. You know, like when it comes to the housing market, they're talking about the housing market. From what I understand, the banks had to stop foreclosing. Well, when the banks finally get to foreclose on these millions of homes in default, what the hell is going to happen to our housing market? I think everything has been so artificially, suspended that my fear is when reality hits and the banks, finally get to foreclose on their houses. I mean, I can't tell you how many people I know have been living in their house basically rent-free for years because the banks aren't allowed to foreclose on them. I'm not exactly too sure what's going on with that in terms of the laws, but I do believe there is an artificial demand now in the housing market because we've held off on foreclosures. And when the banks don't have to hold off anymore and can finally foreclose on houses that they've been carrying and not getting paid on, we're going to see some pretty nasty. I don't even want to think about it. They say most of the country's 160 million workers are taking home less money each week since the payroll tax cuts expired last month. And, of course, how does that help the economy? Back in 2011, the government had temporarily lowered the payroll tax for the first $113,000, $700 of annual earnings in order to keep more cash in the pockets of Americans. So workers earning a national average salary of $41,000 are receiving $60 $10 less every paycheck. Now, I mean, how to save on gas. Of course, carpooling. You know, a lot of us don't like to carpool because we barely get to work on time as it is. You know, one of the reasons why I don't carpool or share a ride, even with my husband, is I cannot be dependent on when my husband finally gets up and gets ready to go to work. I can't do that. I need to be completely independent. But if you don't have that fear, and you could pretty much... count on your spouse getting ready, it may not be a bad idea, you know, picking each other up from work, etc. I love carpool lane. You know, I think you get better gas mileage in carpool lane, don't you? I love the carpool lane. I mean, of course, you have to have a second person, you know, in the car. And then, of course, you know, careful with gunning it, et cetera. You know, my husband hates it when, you know, I speed up and slow down, speed up and slow down. He says if you'd be steady, you could save on gas. And it's funny because you only really do that when you're on a highway and you don't want to stop at one of these small towns and you want to make it all the way through. Right? You know, I do that driving back from L.A. I'll be like, okay, all I have to do is make it past Baker. Now, Baker is 90 miles from Vegas. And even though you can get gas in Gene, et cetera, sometimes to go 40, 50 miles when I'm already less than a quarter tank of gas, kind of get a little nervous. And so I'll kind of drive very steady. Cruise control, right? Cruise control seems to help. But we got to think of ways to save money because I just don't see things getting better. I told you I'm extremely nervous because half my practice appears to be uninsured. And it's either because they don't have a full-time job or a job, or if they are getting a job, they're being hired at part-time. And this part-time thing isn't cutting it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, speaking about being in cars, another study has come out reminding us that smog in the air is tied to heart attacks. They say levels of ozone and air pollution are directly linked to heart attacks. We've known that. The ozone, the airborne fine particulate matter, the solid and liquid pollutants that come from cars and factories. I say peak exposure was found to increase the risk of heart attack nearly 5%. Men, blacks, and people older than 65 were at the greatest risk. Now, many of us know this. We know. Right. I mean, you know, those of us that live in cities and big cities and deal with long commutes and deal with pollution, we know that we're suffering more than people who live in a nice community. But we choose to because this is where work is. You know, I would love to live in rural Wyoming. I think Wyoming is exquisite, but that's not where my work is. All right. So I, you know, live in Las Vegas and we get a lot of smog here. We do, okay? I mean, the way it's kind of a valley, things seem to settle. All right, now, what can you do? Well, you could try to breathe as fresh air as you can when you get home. You could try to maybe HEPA filter things. You can, keep an eye on any other risk factors for heart disease, etc. But if you live in a big city, you are more inclined to getting a heart attack. In conducting the study, professor at Rice University, Catherine Enser, and colleagues looked at 8 years of data on air quality in Houston. They also reviewed information compiled by Houston Emergency Medical Services on more than 11,000 heart attacks that occurred outside the city hospitals. 90% of these heart attacks, unfortunately, were fatal. 55% occurred during the heat of the summer. Well, heart attacks, remember, with summer, you get a lot of more condensation of that. And they found that the heart attacks were linked to the ozone and particulate matter. So, pretty scary stuff. All right, guys, we're going to move on. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdaliah.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, I'm still behind. I know many of you have already kind of seen the Lincoln movie. There's been a lot of good movies. I think, I guess, the Die Hard movie came out today. Or was it last, was it over the weekend? Yeah, that's, oh my gosh, I love Die Hard. I love all the movies. I really wanted to see the Lincoln movie, especially since I had seen yesterday's Killing of Lincoln. I don't know if it was the History Channel. Was it the History Channel or Discovery, where they did this episode of the Killing of Lincoln? And many of us think when Lincoln was assassinated, when he was shot in the head, he had died instantaneously when he was watching the opera at Ford's Theater. And no, I've talked about the Lincoln assassination and how it had been a gunshot wound to the lower part of the skull in his neck, and he actually didn't die till the next day. What was fascinating about this program is they were showing what the doctors were trying to do. They were trying to resuscitate him breath-wise. They were trying to control breathing. They were trying to move his arms to help with circulation. And then they used a very, very famous probe, the Nelaton probe, to try to determine where the bullet was in the skull. And you see him pull in the probe and pull out. And when he pulls out the probe, the young doctor, he realizes that there's probably not much he could do in terms of trying to take that bullet out. Back then, they would use these balls, they'd use these mini balls or these halo type bullets that would actually cause severe destruction. And I know some museums have the actual Nelaton probe that was used to evaluate President Lincoln at the time he was shot, as well as some of his bone fragments. I mean, kind of scary at the time. But I mean, he had still been alive. He had made it for hours after he was shot, which blows your mind. I mean, you know, the bleeding obviously must have been slow. I believe they thought that the pressure had risen to a point where, unfortunately, the brain had herniated and gone down, etc., through the canal. And it was a very it was a very, very tragic death. But I really want to see the Lincoln movie, because I know it was a very well done movie. And you know, whenever we think of Lincoln, you know, we always think of his assassination. And you know, we forget that so much of the history surrounding Lincoln was the Civil War, and I mean, you know, very, very fascinating history. And so I'd love to get more information on that. 1-877 Doc Dali, 1-877 DOCDALI. You know what? I'm sorry. There's a story that I want to pull up, and I'm having a little trouble with my computer. Where as we're talking about Civil War and et cetera, Mississippi apparently never formally ratified the 13th Amendment on slavery until now. I guess somebody had found that this amendment that was adopted by the U.S. in 1865, abolishing slavery, I guess, was supposed to have been procedurally ratified by the Mississippi government, and I guess somebody realized that it hadn't been. Also, I guess the Lincoln movie has been asked to make some corrections. Apparently, there were some issues in the movie where I believe they had said that some states were not, I guess, on board with the legislation to drop slavery. And I guess, current historians or current politicians are like, that's not true. That's not true. You know, look back in the history. So you got to be very, very careful whenever you do a movie such as that. I mean, you want to make sure you get it as accurately depicted as you could. Good. But I guess the amendment adopted by the United States to abolish slavery, 13th Amendment in 1865, apparently needed to be voted to be ratified by the individual states. And I guess, as reported by the Clarion Ledger, this key step was never taken, and the ratification was never made official by, I guess, the state of Mississippi. The newspaper reported how Dr. Ron John Batra, an associate professor at the University of Mississippi Medical Center, looked into the issue after watching the Steven Spielberg movie Lincoln. He, along with another colleague, discovered that the state did not officially notify the U.S. archivist in 1995 as required. And I guess then they called the Mississippi Secretary of State, who at last sent the needed paperwork to the National Archives. So, very interesting stuff. So, you know, when things happen, we have to get our acts together. Whew, that would have stunk. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. BMW is recalling close to 500,000 cars in the United States and Canada because of a battery cable connector that could fail, causing the engines to stall. Apparently, the recall affects popular 3 Series BMWs, sedan, wagons, convertibles, and coupes from the 2007 through 2011 model years. Also included are the 1S Series, or the 1 Series coupes and convertibles through 2008 and 2012, and the Z4 sports car from 2009 to 2011. I don't have a BMW, but if any of you do, congratulations on having such a beautiful car, but you may want to check out their website and find out if your car could possibly be a part of the recall. BMW claimed it was not aware of any incidents in which an engine failure had caused death or injury, but I believe they had a recall earlier last year in March. I guess a battery cable cover incorrectly mounted in the truck was prone to cause ignition failure when the key was turned. You know, we're talking about gas prices. People always wonder, how is the electronic car or the electric car market going? I thought over the weekend, I saw on the news that one electric car failed a lot of its final testing because it would run out of juice. You know, the car had been, I don't remember which car it was. I need to look it up for y'all. But apparently the car had been charged, and they claim that the driver drove it too fast. So it didn't last. The electricity component didn't last. And, I mean, that's a problem. I don't know how many of us actually would trust the electric car to do what it needed to, you know? And, I mean, even still, you run out of gas, hopefully somebody could go run, get some gas, and just, you know, load you up. Or you could get towed to a gas station. I'm sure, I guess you could get, towed to, electrical outlet, but... Yeah, I'm not ready. I'm not ready for an electric car yet. I don't know. I'll just wait probably another couple decades. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, there's always inventions for everything. And I guess a company has designed a daydreamer desk that allows you to have a soft foam surface that will allow you to just snooze in the office, put your head down in the office and snooze. Now, personally, I don't think anybody should be sleeping at the office. You should be getting a good night's sleep the night before. You should be eating right, etc. But I guess there's a market, and it's called the Daydreamer Desk. And you see people slumped over being able to lay on it. Designer Nick DeMarco, 27 years old, hopes it will encourage a laid-back, casual attitude towards work and life. I think some of our laid-backness, right, and lack of work ethic and integrity is what's screwing this country up. Now, mind you, I do love my naps. And I would think that if we had nap time in kindergarten, that would be something worth investigating at work, where rather than, you know, you take a break, you get a 15-minute nap, okay? I mean, nap time at work would be pretty nice. I couldn't do that in my medical office. I could not have staff go to sleep and then hope that they wake up and they're back on their feet 15 minutes later. Although when it is your break time, you are allowed to do with it whatever you want. Whether it's going to eat, whether it's going to the bathroom, right? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, looks like we're coming up on the end. Don't worry, we are going to be back tomorrow live, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, Pacific time, 10 a.m. Pacific time. Hope you guys out there have a great rest of your 3-day weekend. Be safe and God bless.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.